Hoffman and Ice present Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services.
Feeling the heat?
Call the experts at Logan Services now for hot deals on train systems,
including 0% APR for 60 months.
All right, we dedicate the Bulletin today to Austin Ward, the fine reporter for Letterman Row, who covers the Ohio State Buckeyes. He's on the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. A-Dub back in the house. Good to have you, pal.
Thanks for having me, guys. I think it's the first time with the new setup for the show. Congrats to Matty Ice there.
Appreciate that, Austin, man. You know, we always chop it up in person. You know you're my guy, so I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Awesome. Yep. And, yeah, we're happy you're on the program, bud, to give our listeners a little bit of an update on what's going on. I think we've been very proud over the last whatever time it's been that you've had no opt-outs for Ohio State, and I put that in the category of they know what they have. These guys have a national contending team. Opting out of this season would be very difficult, even for the best of the best, and now we get one of those. And I looked at, you know, I said to Matty at the start of the show, everyone certainly would understand that he got sick of waiting, but my mind goes to, well, could he have waited just a little more, right? If you're going to sign with an agent and leave, you can do that in a week. You can do that in 2 weeks. How did you read into this Wyatt Davis opting out today that he knows more than just being sick of waiting, or is it that simple?
It's certainly fair, I think, to look at it and say, well, they haven't got a concrete plan. It's now dragged into the middle of, or you know, mid-September. There's no guarantee of what date in October they might get approved to play or if the college football playoff would be in reach. And, you know, I think if anyone had been telling Wyatt Davis or potentially a couple others that may be in the works here that there was a definitive plan and to hold off and that the college football playoff would be guaranteed to them or that, you know, every effort was being made to play, then sure, you could hold off for the weekend. But they continue, you know, when I talked to Wyatt Davis this morning, he said one of the things he said was it was so frustrating because they'd heard nothing from the commissioner. And I just think it got to the point where he was not worried about catching COVID-19 himself, but that there were going to be complications in the season. Everyone knows that. And it's been pushed back far enough that he did not believe, even if they played in October, that the college football playoff would really work out for Ohio State, just based on the way things were trending. So, you know, we can sit here and say that is right or wrong, or hope that there's a way forward for the Buckeyes to still get in and the vote to go their way. But I think that these players have been through this long enough, and they thought that they would already know. And the guys who can snap their fingers and become millionaires, you understand why they've reached that breaking point, because they've been having people tell them for a long time. You know, think about somebody like Sean Wade with his decision, or Wyatt Davis with one that's already been made. They could have easily left and already been playing in a league, earning money, playing games, and the Big Ten has not allowed them to do any of that. And that frustration was obviously a big part of this decision to do it now and not wait until, say, early next week.
No doubt. No, I totally understand that. And that was my question. I'll kind of follow it up here for you. You talk about those millionaires and the big names that we know could potentially hear their name called in the first round. Austin, do you have a feel, or have you spoken to any of the other guys, Justin Fields, Sean Wade, of maybe what they would do since this decision has been made? Do you think this could be a domino effect for Ohio State here?
I get the sense, Manny, that there will be. I don't want to steal anyone's thunder with their announcements if they've made that. I'm gonna play coy on that one, but okay. I think that the names that that's just out of respect to them. I don't want to but that's I think when you look at the guys at the top, you can make reasonable assumptions about who would go and who wouldn't. And I think that the reason that this may not turn into an avalanche, which it could, is that there are guys. Let's talk about more of the guys who are second or third or fifth or sixth round picks. They need to play games even if there's not a college football playoff. When they heard, you know, a general manager in the NFL say that anyone who plays this season, like if an SEC guy is even with a Big Ten guy and the Big Ten doesn't play this fall, when talking about the draft stock and that they could slide because of that, that resonates with them. So the people that have more to gain are, I think, more likely to stick this out and see it through, even if it's November, even if it's Thanksgiving, I think that there are serious reservations for the Buckeyes about a January plan, and certainly for a number of these players. But in conversations I've had with maybe some other families or people around players, they know that November tape is going to be meaningful to them. So I would say that it's a very select group that could make this decision that Wyatt Davis did and still know that they're going to comfortably be in round one or round two next April or whenever the draft winds up being.
Austin Ward with us from Letterman Row on Rothman and Ice. Is it your understanding, Austin, that the coaches in the Big Ten did have a call with Kevin Warren recently?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I believe that that happened yesterday morning.
Okay. Because I can read into Ryan Day, the timing of Ryan Day putting out his statement. And in his statement, there was something about a Big Ten subcommittee creating a pathway mm-hmm. of safety or whatever. And I assume he's looking at testing and getting rapid testing on campus sooner rather than later. Can I read into that as well and connect the dots that Ryan Day was his reaction and his statement that he put out there was something that he had gotten an inkling of, that this is our last big public stand, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think you're reading all of that correct, Anthony, that my understanding is that when this moves forward, I don't know the specific date of a vote, if you want to call it that, a decision day. I don't know that that has been scheduled. I don't believe that it has a specific time or anything like that. But the way I believe this is going to proceed is that there are going to be two options that are the leading candidates that are put on the table. That is a return to play in mid-October, which is now targeted around October 17th and not the 10th, which I think Wisconsin's setback is a big part of that, why you're not going to hear, I don't believe, the 10th much anymore. That and then a plan that would potentially be aligned more with the Pac-12 mm-hmm. Or begin around Thanksgiving. So Ohio State's strong feeling is that they would prefer the mid-October plan. They have dozens of reasons for that, but that is how Ryan Day, Gene Smith, Christina Johnson, everyone in the program, that's how they feel. So I think there is a sense that the Day's statement yesterday was in response to getting that information that was the situation. It is a pending, looming choice, and that they wanted to be on the record so that everyone knows where that is, and maybe apply some pressure to anybody that's holding out. I think I've said this before, that I really think that this is boiling down to a rivalry and a disagreement in opinion between Ohio State and Michigan. And it's that part is just crazy to me, but because I don't see any value in November personally. But I think that Ryan Day knew that if you're ever going to say something, if you ever think you can help mm-hmm. by speaking up, by putting out a statement, that now is the time, because there's not going to be another opportunity to do it.
And maybe he knew that his All-American guard was going to opt out.
Yes. And that's a big part of it. You're trying to keep, you know, if Wyatt Davis had made a decision, if somebody else had made a decision and you were aware of that, you don't want that to become what we talked about early on, that that everyone believes October is out of the question. Like, Wyatt Davis made that. He signed the decision. I had asked him that, like, would it have mattered to you if October 17th was an option? And it basically the end result was no, or he wouldn't have signed with the agent and made that official. Could have continued to wait. So if you're Ryan Day in that situation, you want to make sure that everyone else who might be considering it still can say, hey, give us a couple days until we know for sure. And I think if November becomes the choice, you are going to see a huge amount of Buckeyes heading out the door. Like, the next time they play, they would look like a completely different football team.
Yeah. I think that's real. Austin, yep. Thanks for jumping on. Have a good weekend if you can enjoy that and whatever you're going to be watching, NFL or whatever else, NHL, hey, NBA, yeah. U.S. Open. You got a lot of choices, just not the number one.
Hey, well, apparently college football is safe in certain parts of the country, so maybe I'll check that out. We'll see.
Yeah. All right, brother. You be well. Talk to you soon. Thanks for making time for us.
All right. Yep. See you guys.